The Met Police have defended the tactics they used at yesterday's student protest in Whitehall. Thousands of protesters were contained by police for several hours in central London in a method known as kettling. I was at the protests, which started in Trafalgar Square. I'm here now in the thick of it with students as they move from Trafalgar Square, now heading on down the street to another location to continue their protest. I've just seen hundreds of students with signs and placards running across the main road, blocking off traffic. Trying to get to the monument and trying to join in the protest, and it looks like
the modesty,
the numbers are really starting to pick up now, and more people are joining the protest. I'm going to follow them and see where this heads next. The protesters marched on towards Downing Street, where a strong police presence was noticeable. Students are now currently marching down the main road, hundreds if not thousands of them, being shepherded almost by a number of police officers. Certainly it appears to be considerably more than were sent to the Milbank headquarters protest a couple of weeks ago. Obviously they're looking to kind of prevent the escalation of violence that we saw then. Protests did soon turn more violent, however. Students are now climbing onto the top of bus stops. There's a police van sort of trapped in the middle of all the crowd of students. We've got students banging on the doors of the police van. Oh, there are people seeming to be, there's someone climbing onto the roof of the police van, and people throwing some kind of flares, fireworks, wooden sticks, and all sorts of projectiles are being thrown over and at the police van in the centre of the protest. The police tactics of kettling soon became apparent. I spoke to one group of protesters who wanted to leave.
You know, we need to go home. It's getting dark. There's people that have to go home. The parents are worried.
Despite all this, though, do you think that the message is kind of getting across to the police or getting across to the media?
No. They're not bothered.
Media, maybe.
We've been going over to each side trying to get out, and they go, oh, the other side's letting people out. The other side's letting people out. And they're not letting us out. They're just turning us around like sheep. And it's totally disgraceful. This 14-year-old kid I was speaking to, and they can't get out.
I also spoke to one gentleman with a disabled wheelchair bound friend. He was visibly distressed at not being able to leave.
You know, the whole reason for them supposedly kettling us is that you know, we are intent on causing physical harm, vandalism and danger. Now my friend is disabled, and therefore, you know, not necessarily able to cause this type of physical vandalism that they're talking about, and he has not been allowed out. Now, if this was the case, if the case was that you were just trying to avoid physical vandalism, you would allow out the people that you don't view as threats in that way, but particularly my friend. You know, we saw another guy that's blind who hasn't been allowed out.
The police did, however, attempt to improve conditions for protesters by handing out water and bringing in portable toilets. With another protest already announced for next Wednesday, it is likely we will see more scrutiny upon the methods that police use.